Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The fall in plastic bottles and cans on streets brought about by the deposit return scheme wasn't enough to reduce overall litter levels in Ireland last year. That's according to the latest survey by the Irish Business Against Litter Group. We're joined by their spokesperson, Conor Horgan. Conor, the deposit return scheme working, but it's not a panacea. Is that a fair description?
Yes, that's right. It's clearly working, Shane, and we're seeing that from the reports that there's a significant fall in can litter and plastic bottle litter out there, and that's welcome. But there's clearly lots of other forms of litter that people are discarding with no regard for their environment, because the story this time around is one of little change. There's just as much litter out there today as there was 12 months ago. That's not good news, particularly when we look at our cities. Dublin's north inner city, unfortunately, is bottom of the pile. Yeah. It has slipped into seriously littered. And just generally, you know, the city areas dominate the lower rungs of our table, and we're not seeing headway there.
Yeah, do you know what? I thought of you last Thursday morning, Conor, because I was walking home. I live in the north inner city. I live in Phibs, where I was walking home from work here, and I thought the place was absolutely filthy. I was shocked at how dirty it was.
You know, and Dublin City has had a bad run of it, really. You know, in recent times we've spoken of nothing but how badly the city's doing on the litter front. That wasn't always the way. You know, about 10 years ago, Dublin City was faring better, but you know, we do think that we need levers from government to bring about change. You know, we're banging this drum for years, as you know, Shane. We're not seeing change. We need to see measures like the transition from bags to bins, which is on the cards now. We need to see that happen in Dublin's north inner city. Bags are totally ill-suited for waste collection, and there's lots of streets that can accommodate bins. That needs to happen. We need levies in the form of a coffee cup levy. We need a ban on vapes. Lots of things that the outgoing government at least had broached and were putting in place. We need to see those measures carried through. The deposit return scheme was one of them. Like, otherwise, we'll never fix this.
Yeah, although when you look at the ridiculous opposition to the deposit return scheme from all across the board, it does make you realise how difficult it is to introduce change. Let's not be entirely negative. What places are faring well?
It's hats off to Naas again. For the third time in 4 years, we're announcing Naas as the cleanest town in our rankings, ahead of Kilkenny, which is a 5-time winner. So if you look at those two towns, there you have towns that have really cracked it. They've won this title 8 times between them. And other towns are struggling to reach that level of cleanliness. So it can happen. We looked at Killarney, a big riser. Killarney, of course, which has banned coffee cups. I'm asking myself why other towns aren't doing that. Killarney seems to be benefiting. It's up to 4th in our table, a busy tourist town. Galway City, good result for Galway. It's our cleanest town, our cleanest city. Waterford has typically held that title. But Galway, again, lots of pressure from incoming visitors, has managed to be cleaner than European norms, in 11th position in our ranking of 40 towns and cities. There is good news out there. Unfortunately, the cities, Limerick hasn't performed well. Cork Northside has performed poorly. Some improvement in Ballymun and Tallaght, but overall, it's the city areas that still present the problem.
Okay, Dublin City Centre. We mentioned the north inner city. How's Dublin City Centre and the south side of Dublin doing?
Dublin City Centre deteriorated year on year. It's littered, so it's not quite seriously littered, but it's not far from that. We see lots of examples as well of how ill-suited the bags are in the reports we're getting from Ontashka. You know, bins being scavenged by seagulls, bags of domestic...
In that walk home, Conor, I'd say most of the litter I saw was plastic bags that had been ripped open.
So, I mean, that isn't a quick fix because there'll be problems with that. But nonetheless, we need to move that. At the moment, the city council are doing that in relation to the commercial areas like Nassau Street, Temple Bar, Grafton Street. That's not where the litter problem is in Dublin.
No.
It's in the residential areas north of the Liffey. We need to see it rolled out there. That's promised for mid-year. It may not be an easy run, but we'll be monitoring that closely.
Okay, keep up the good work. Conor Horgan there, Irish Business Against Litter. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think of all that. Not good enough, that performance. It really isn't in this day and age, and change needs to be made. But let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.